Greetings, readers. Welcome to the May edition of Library News. Each year, the Library and the Iowa Department for the Blind honors their volunteers with the Elizabeth Perowski Volunteer Workshop and Luncheon. This year's workshop and luncheon was held Friday, April 19th, and we invited our volunteers to join us for a garden party. Attendees enjoyed a social hour that included a tour of the building, followed by the volunteer awards and lunch. As part of the Elizabeth Perowski Volunteer Program, we honor volunteers who have gone above and beyond throughout the year to assist and support the library. For more than 60 years, Elizabeth Perowski of Des Moines was a volunteer Braille transcriber. She taught herself to Braille and was certified in literary, Nemeth, and music Braille by the Library of Congress. She also conducted Braille workshops throughout the country, teaching others how to Braille. Elizabeth was still Brailing within a few weeks of her death at the age of 97 in May 1996. In honor of Elizabeth, the text on the Elizabeth Perowski Memorial Volunteer Award states, "For extraordinary spirit and inexhaustible dedication to volunteer service to those who are blind." Each year, the Elizabeth Perowski Memorial Award and other recognitions are given to our volunteers in appreciation for all that they do for our library. This year, the Elizabeth Perowski Memorial Award was given to Sue Kettleson. Sue has been a volunteer narrator with the library for over 40 years. She has taken the lead in learning more about narrating graphic novels and does a fantastic job. Congratulations to Sue. The library would also like to thank the Friends of the Library for their constant support, advocacy, and commitment. Throughout the year, the Friends raise funds through memberships and events which are then given to the library. These funds are essential to the success of many library programs, such as the Iowa Regional Braille Challenge, year-round youth programming, the purchase of 3D printers, additions to the library's collection, and so much more. This year at the Elizabeth Perowski Luncheon, the Friends presented the library with a check for $12,000.
Now for the top 10 fiction books downloaded from Bard. Crosshairs, DB118917 by James Patterson. A killer uses fearsome precision to take out impossible targets. Detective Michael Bennett teams with a shooting expert, a former Army Ranger and sniper, with NYPD's Emergency Services Unit. But Officer Rob Trilling seems more comfortable with rifles than he is with people. When his new partner begins to log unexplained absences from duty, only Bennett can prove whether the decorated officer is a lonely hunter or a hardened assassin. Violence and strong language. The Women, DB118896 by Kristen Hanna. Women can be heroes. When 20-year-old nursing student Frances Frankie McGrath hears these words, it is a revelation. Raised in the sun-drenched, idyllic world of Southern California and sheltered by her conservative parents, she has always prided herself on doing the right thing. But in 1965, the world is changing, and she suddenly dares to imagine a different future for herself. When her brother ships out to serve in Vietnam, she joins the Army Nurse Corps and follows his path. As green and inexperienced as the men sent to Vietnam to fight, Frankie is overwhelmed by the chaos and destruction of war. Each day is a gamble of life and death, hope and betrayal. Friendships run deep and can be shattered in an instant. In war, she meets and becomes one of the lucky, the brave, the broken, and the lost. But war is just the beginning for Frankie and her veteran friends. The real battle lies in coming home to a changed and divided America, to angry protesters, and to a country that wants to forget Vietnam. Holmes, Marple, and Poe, DB118439 by James Patterson. Crime. Murder. Who are you going to call? In New York City, three intriguing, smart, and stylish private investigators open Holmes, Marple, and Poe investigations. Who are these detectives with famous names and mysterious, untraceable past? Brendan Holmes, the brain, identifies suspects via deduction and logic. Margaret Marple, the eyes, possesses powers of observation too often underestimated. Augusta Poe, the muscle, chases down every lead, no matter how dangerous or dark. The agency's daring mythology and headline-making solves attract the attention of NYPD Detective Helen Gray. Her solo investigation into her three unknowable competitors will delight mystery fans.
Random in Death, D DB118441 by J.D. Robb. Jenna's parents had finally given in, and there she was at a New York club with her best friends, watching the legendary band Avenue A, carrying her demo in hopes of slipping it to the guitarist Jake Kincaid. Then from the stage, Jake catches her eye and smiles. It's the best night of her life. It's the last night of her life. Minutes later, Jake's in the alley getting some fresh air, and the girl from the dance floor comes stumbling out, sick and confused and deathly pale. He tries to help, but it's no use. He doesn't know that someone in the crowd has jabbed her with a needle, and when his girlfriend Nadine arrives, she knows the only thing left to do for the girl is call her friend, Lieutenant Eve Dallas. After everyone on the scene is interviewed, lab results show a toxic mix of a substance in the victim's body, and for an extra touch of viciousness, the needle was teeming with infectious agents. Dallas searches for a pattern. Had any boys been harassing Jenna? Was she engaging in risky behavior or caught up in something shady? But there are no obvious clues why this level-headed 16-year-old, passionate about her music, would be targeted. And that worries Dallas, because if Jenna wasn't targeted, if she was just the random unlucky victim of a madman consumed by hatred, there are likely more deaths to come. Missing Persons, a Private Novel, DB119050, by James Patterson. In Afghanistan, a U.S. Special Forces pilot is shot down during a covert mission. In New York, a mother is forced to flee with her two young children. A wealthy businessman approaches Jack Morgan, head of Private, the world's largest investigation agency. With a desperate plea to track down his daughter and grandchildren who have disappeared without a trace, what at first seems to be a simple missing persons case soon escalates into something much more deadly. When Jack discovers the daughter is being pursued by highly trained operatives, as Jack uncovers more of the woman's backstory, the trail leads towards Afghanistan, where Jack's career as a U.S. Marine ended in catastrophe. Jack will need to face the trauma of his past to save his family's future. The Ghost's Orchid, DB119092, by Jonathan Kellerman. LAPD homicide lieutenant Milo Sergis sees it all the time. Reinvent a way of life in a city fueled by fantasy. But try as he might to erase the person you once were, there are those who will never forget the past, and who can still find you. A pool boy enters a secluded Bel Air property and discovers two bodies floating in the bright blue water. Gio Aggiunta, the playboy heir to an Italian shoe empire, and gorgeous, even wealthier neighbor named Megan March, a married neighbor. An illicit affair stoking rage is a perfect motive, but a double in neighborhood of gated estates isn't something you see every day. The house is untouched, no forced entry, no forensic evidence. The case has that feeling. And when that happens, Milo turns to his friend, the brilliant psychologist Alex Delaware. As Milo and Alex investigate both victims, they discover two troubled pasts. And as they dig deeper, Megan March's very identity begins to blur. Who was this glamorous but conflicted woman? Did her past catch up to her? Or did Gio's family connections create a threat spanning two continents? Chasing down the answers leads Alex and Milo on an exploration of LA's darkest side as they contend with one of the most shocking cases of their careers and learn that some secrets are best left buried in the past. Collateral Damage, DB118654, by J.A. Jance. After spending 20 years behind bars, Frank Munoz, a disgraced former cop, is out on parole and focused on just one thing: revenge. The wife who abandoned him after his arrest, the mistress who ratted him out for abetting a money laundering scheme, the detectives who presided over his case all those years ago, they all have targets on their backs. For Allie Reynolds, The first Christmas without her father is riddled with grief and uncertainty. And with her husband and founding partner of High Noon Enterprises, B. Simpson, preoccupied by an upcoming New Year's trip to London, she is ready for a break. But when Stu Ramey barges into her home with grave news about a serious and suspicious accident on the highway to Phoenix involving B's car, things reach a breaking point. At the hospital, a groggy post-op B insists that Ali takes his place at the ransomware conference in London. As troubles brimming around High Noon come to light, but questions remain. Who would go to such lengths to cut the tech company from the picture? And what if Ali and the rest of the team are also in danger?
Manner of Death, a novel, DB 117782, by Robin Cook. Due to Jack Stapleton's ongoing recovery from his near-death confrontation with a serial killer, his wife, Lori Montgomery, the NYC chief medical examiner, is carrying the load both at work and at home. When she insists an underperforming pathology resident named Ryan Sullivan assist her on a suicide autopsy, Lori unknowingly provokes an emotional storm in the trainee. So, when Ryan himself appears on the medical examiner's table days later, an apparent death by suicide, Lori's guilt compels her to try to understand why. Jack's autopsy on the resident opens the disturbing possibility that the manner of death wasn't suicide, but instead a staged homicide. But staged by whom? Lori ignores her own professional rules and responsibilities to investigate personally who might want Ryan dead, and for what reason. Thus begins a dangerous inquiry into a fraudulent but highly lucrative cancer diagnostics company, which might just cost Lori her life. Deep Harbor, DB 117630, by Fern Michaels. When Carol Ann, CJ, Jansen lost her beloved older brother, Kick, in a boating accident, she came adrift. Kick had taken on the role of caring for his little sister after their parents were killed in a car crash. Inheriting half his fortune has left CJ financially secure, yet needing a purpose. As administrative assistant to powerful Congressman Snapper Lewis, she's immersed herself in the exciting and often tumultuous world of politics. But suddenly, the career that anchors her life is threatened. CJ stumbles upon information that could implicate her boss in corruption. When the congressman goes missing, the closer CJ gets to uncovering the truth, exposing one shocking secret after another, the more she wonders if she's also in jeopardy. Moving to a small New England town for her own protection, CJ gradually begins to engage with her new surroundings. Her blossoming friendship with the owner of a charter fishing boat offers the promise of much more. But before she can claim happiness, CJ must navigate a course through all her doubts and fears, and trust that this time, the water that took so much from her might just lead her safely home. Inheritance, DB 117448, by Nora Roberts. 1806. Astrid Poole sits in her bridal clothes, overwhelmed with happiness. But before her marriage can be consummated, she is murdered, and the circle of gold torn from her finger. Her last words are a promise to Colin, never to leave him. Graphic designer Sonia McTavish is stunned to learn that her late father had a twin he never knew about, and that her newly discovered uncle, Colin Poole, has left her almost everything he owned, including a majestic Victorian house on the Maine coast, which the will stipulates she must live in for at least 3 years. Her engagement recently broken, she sets off to find out why the boys were separated at birth, and why it was all kept secret until a genealogy website brought it to light. Trey, the young lawyer who greets her at the sprawling clifftop manor, notes Sonia's unease, and acknowledges that, yes, the place is haunted, but just a little. Sure enough, Sonia finds objects moved and music playing out of nowhere. She sees a painting by her father inexplicably hanging in her deceased uncle's office, and a portrait of a woman named Astrid, whom the lawyer refers to as the first lost bride. It's becoming clear that Sonia has inherited far more than a house. She has inherited a centuries-old curse and a puzzle to be solved if there is any hope of breaking it.
The sign-up for the Youth Summer Reading Program is coming soon. The theme for this summer is Read, Repeat, Renew, and will run from June 5th through July 26th. Programs will be conducted virtually on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Join Denise Bean, our youth librarian, for Guest Quest Mondays, Adventure in Arts on Wednesdays, and STEAM Theme Fridays. Ages 0 to 18 are welcome. If you have questions about any of our youth library programs, reach out to Denise Bean, Youth Services Librarian, denise.bean@blind.state.ia.us or 515-452-1338. Join us on Monday, May 13th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. for Makerspace Monday. This will be the final Makerspace Monday until fall, so don't miss out. This month, we are creating fluorescent clay songbirds. Join us as we create beautiful hanging spring birds with fluorescent oil pastels accented with beads. Please contact Denise Bean with any questions at 515-452-1338.
This month's Mini Faces of Bard will be Thursday, May 9th at 6 p.m. via Zoom. Please contact the library for the link or call-in information or go to iowalibrary.blog. Save the date. The library will be part of the Downtown Farmers Market on Saturday, June 1st from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. We'll have a booth offering a hands-on Braille activity while spreading awareness about Braille literacy, the library, and the department. If you are in the area, stop by and say hello. The library will be closed May 27th in observance of Memorial Day. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading.